Blog Talk Radio.
Our First Amendment, which is right to freedom of speech, and you do have freedom of speech. It doesn't mean that you can't, that you don't have to watch what you say. As a matter of fact, and no, oh shoot, ah, goodness gracious, no, this is what I'm looking for, a specific angle. Oh, we close. All right, we'll do it that way. All right, we good? We good? I said, hey, yo, son, we good? Yeah, I think we good. All right, yo. So that's what we're talking about today on the Urban Therapy with Son Show. Be careful about the way you say it. And what's the problem with watching the way that you say something? Because some people really seem to take issue with that. Like, why can't I just say what I want to say? How come I can't just express the way that I feel? How come I can't just tell the truth? And, you know, the truth comes in a lot of different forms. And sometimes when you're reckless with the truth, or you're hurtful with the truth, or you only want the truth to come out that is going to make somebody look like they're being put in their place, sometimes that comes to have the opposite effect of what you were looking for. And you don't want that to happen.
Hold on. I just want to make sure that we're tight here.
Okay. Just want to make sure that we're tight. Okay. So, yeah. What's the problem? What's the problem with watching what you say? What's the problem with making sure that you don't deliberately hurt somebody's feelings, even if you have to be truthful, honest, forthcoming, candid? What's the problem with it? Why do so many people seem to take issue with that? Why do so many people seem to or choose to go another route when it comes to watching him out? What's wrong? By the time, if you were the type of person, child that went to preschool, what we used to call get set back in the day, one thing that they always encouraged you to do was to try to get along with your friends, your classmates. You know, even at that age, that was the youngest age probably that we started learning about conflict resolution. So we learned how to share. We learned how not to tease each other, make each other feel bad. And that was the time in your life when we really talked a lot about having your feelings hurt and what it took to hurt somebody's feelings and what it meant to hurt somebody's feelings. Somewhere after that, that's when we started to have to toughen up and buck up and, you know, basically thicken our skin. And there's nothing wrong with having thick skin. Nobody likes to get their feelings hurt. So why are there so many people out there that seem to want to use their words to hurt somebody and hurt somebody's feelings? What's good? And I dare to say that I don't think that there's anybody in the world that has never gotten their feelings hurt by the things that somebody has said to them. They say sticks and stones will hurt sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. It's one of the biggest lies ever told. It's actually the reverse. Or like, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will make me stab you. Sticks and stones heal, but them words will affect the way that I feel for the longest time, probably to the end. And I will remember that you was never my friend. People never forget about the way you made them feel. And if you made them feel good, then it's going to be real. And they'll be down with you from 10 until the end of your life and maybe even be your wife. Speaking of wife, you treat a woman wrong. You talk about how fat she is. You say she don't look good in the thong. It's going to be a problem. She was just trying to look good for you. And look what you want to do. Any married man or any man that has ever been in a relationship knows that you have to watch your mouth or watch the way that you say things to your woman. Sometimes men have a problem with it because if you're dealing with a woman who's ultra sensitive, you'll wind up having to watch everything you say and probably never be able to communicate effectively. There have been women that I've known where, like, almost everything you said became an issue, became an argument, became a discussion, became some type of way to fall out. And it's a pain in the ass, a big one. El grande. It's a big pain in the ass. But if you want a good relationship with your woman or any woman, you have to learn to watch the way that you say things. So if a woman, for example, has started to gain weight, you don't just be like, yo, you started to get fat. You know what I mean? All them cakes and pies and ice cream, all them sweets you eating, and you start to get awfully thick there. Speaking of getting awfully thick, like a man might put it that way. You start to get... Now, if he said like, yeah, baby, we sick over there. I'm liking that. Shoot, I'm about to pull and grab on them handles. That might be a good thing, even if she's sensitive about the weight that she's put on, because she knows when she started to gain weight. You know, women can't stay off that scale. When I used to work out with women, you know, back in the day, in the glory days of 2015, 16, 17, 18. One thing about it was you learn that no matter how much you coach them to not concentrate on their pounds, they're going to stand on that scale every single day. Every day, looking for immediate results. So they could be looking like a brick shithouse. A lot of women will concentrate on what the scale say. Yeah, you might have the body of a goddess, but if that thing say 200 pounds, or, you know, when you really only wanted to be 100 and something, then they're going to be like, oh, my God, it's a failure. But, baby, you look great. You only saying that because I'm your baby. Or so you say, because I saw you look at another girl. Like, I didn't look at another girl. I just held the door open for her. It's supposed to be polite. Well, you don't hold the door open for me. Yes, I do, babe. I never even let you get in the car. You can't even go to the front door to get the mail or something like that without me running in front of you to get the door. Not like you used to be. You used to open the door for me. You used to have that twinkle in your eye. I used to feel special. Now that I gained all this weight, now you treat me like I'm a bum. Like, first of all, you haven't really gained a lot of weight. Yes, I am. I used to be 175, and now I'm 179. You know what I mean? I'm over here looking like Shamu. Like Shamu the whale. Shamu. Anyway, some women are very, very sensitive about their weight or whatever. So you're going to, even when you compliment some women, you got to watch what you say. It could be taken as a sexual reference or like you're making advances towards them and things like that. So you got to be careful. And there really shouldn't be a problem with you being careful. Like, what's wrong with being careful what you say? What's wrong with thinking about how it would sound to other people who may be listening or to the person that you're talking to when you say something? I know it can be hard because the rules out here seem to be changing daily. Daily, you find out that there are less and less things that you can say and less ways that you can express yourself. But you can still make something out of it. You can still express yourself. You can still say what you need to say, and you can still make an impact. But you can be careful about the way that you say something. It's not what you say, it's the way that you say it. It's not what you say, it's the way that you say it. It's not what you say, the way that you say it. Now, I'm not going to act like I'm good at this. I'm definitely a work in progress. But I'm also not going to act like I haven't suffered the consequences because I refuse to learn the proper way to put things, say things, and put things in context. I've definitely had to do a better job when it comes to learning how to phrase things, put things. And sometimes it doesn't come to you directly. Not everybody is going to confront you about how you said something or who you said it to. Sometimes they'll say it to somebody else, and you'll find out how it affects you other ways, especially at the workplace. Especially in the workplace, where everything and anything that you say may be the reason for your termination. Any and everything you say could be a way to get you written up, get you disciplined, get you suspended, get you put on a pot of it. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. No, you can't go to work and be like, yo, your butt looks nice in those, or those you know, your cleavage looks really great in that low-cut blouse. Like, it's going to be a wrap for you. It's going to be over for you. Got to be careful. Got to be careful. Or you can find yourself on the unemployment line. You can find yourself on the unemployment line. find yourself the unemployment line, a brand new job with no history, what you need to find. Because your old one got messed up because you wouldn't say the right thing and fess up. But you'll learn the next time because you are on an unemployment line. Unemployment line. Unemployment line. That's where you find yourself on an unemployment line. It's going to be okay. I bet that you will learn a better way next time, or you're going to have to play the same theme scenario from before, and you're going down just like a world tour. Yeah, it's over for you. You ain't make no money, and you're not going. Okay. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun, Sun 752. Is this your daily? No, actually, it's the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. We do this every single Saturday from 1 p.m. till around 2:30-ish. And the reason that we say 2:30-ish is because sometimes it gets so heated that we just have to do a little OT on a Saturday. And it is Saturday. This is a show where adults come out and play with other adults. We laugh, we cry, we argue, fuss, and fight, go back and forth with each other, bust it up all crazy. We take an introspective look into our own personality to see the way that the universe projects us into this thing called the world and try to figure out this thing called life. I am your host, Sun 752, a.k.a. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. Glad to be here, and I'm glad that y'all are with me also. So today, we're talking about being careful about the way you say it. Are you the type of person that struggles with the way that you say things? Have you made a lot of mistakes? Have there been times in your interaction with other people where it was like, I wish I could take those words back? When you were in school, were you hauled into the principal's office for being honest? When I was like 8 years old, I remember I told my teacher that she couldn't tell me what to do. And I was dead serious, I think. I was like, you ain't my mom. You can't tell me what to do. And I don't even know where that was coming from. But I believe that it was coming from the fact that at home, I wasn't popped in the mouth enough. I was allowed to express myself. And I wasn't a bad kid, per se. I was mischievous, very curious. Yeah, I got into stuff a lot. But I wasn't a mean kid, although I did have a little temper and I was very sensitive. So the way that I said things, my mouth got me in trouble a lot. And sometimes children don't learn from their mistakes until it starts to really punish them or makes things uncomfortable or inconvenient for them. Now, for me, it was more so when my peers started to be affected. Grown-ups, I wasn't that sensitive to how they may feel or whatever. But when it started to come to my peers and, you know, people don't want to play with you or you're not friends no more and stuff like that. And I didn't experience a whole lot of that. Not when I was a kid. As I got older, yeah. When teenagers don't want to play with you no more, and you don't even find out the reason why until later on when things have all fallen apart, at some point you have to understand. You have to start to get it. You have to start to fully acknowledge that, listen, there's a better way to do things, say things, get your point across, and all that kind of stuff. And you can definitely, absolutely get your point across. But you're going to have to do it the right way. Do it the right way, brother. Do it the right way, sister. Got to be careful. Being careful about the way that you say it. It's not what you say, but the way that you say it. Do y'all believe that that's what it is? Because it sounds good. It sounds good on a shirt. It sounds good in print. It sounds good coming out of somebody's mouth. It can be very revealing. Like, yeah, it's not what you say. It's the way you say it. Well, how do you practice the way that you say something? How do you practice telling somebody that they're ugly? Is it the way that you said it? How do you practice? What's the proper way to tell somebody that they stink? What's the proper way to tell somebody that you don't like them? What's the proper way? Even people, even couples who have been together and they want to break up. What's the proper way to express that you don't want to be with somebody anymore? Some people just do it just like that. Well, you know, I don't want to be with you no more. Sounds like something that a teenager would say. But some people struggle with that. They don't really know how to break up. So the best way to break up is to start an argument. It's easy to break up with somebody when you're mad. When you're mad. You know. Well, all right. Well, I quit you then. Forget you. Don't call me no more. I mean, you can do it that way. But I don't know. I haven't found that way to be all that effective. The angry breakup doesn't always work because it was said in anger. The same way is that the apologetic relationship doesn't always work either. Or doesn't always put things back together. T.K. Wright says, I was always in trouble when I was young. When I know you missed that W. When I was very young, because I said things very as matter-of-factly. Mm. That's how you spell factly? Cool. But yeah. Yeah, children can find themselves in a lot of trouble as they struggle to find the proper way to say things, the proper context in which to phrase things, frame things. Yeah. I know that I'm a work in progress when it comes to that, and I'm probably not the only work in progress. It's not always easy, you know, but you would think that it would be easy for you to watch your mouth. What's so hard about watching your mouth? Huh? What's wrong with you? Why is it so hard for you to watch your mouth, fool? But for some of us, it is a big struggle because we really want to just say things the way that we feel them, the way that we see them. You know, we really want to do that. Well, and you can do that, but just understand that very thing can get you into a lot of trouble. And you can wind up having to apologize, or you can wind up, you know, losing part or all of your livelihood. And you're not going to tell me that Kanye West has not thought about his choices, his recent choices in the last 8 to 10 weeks. You're not going to tell me that. I don't care what his supporters say. I don't care what anybody says. Nobody likes to lose. And nobody really likes to lose friends. Sometimes you have to lose friends in order to gain different ones. And I understand that. But losing a friend is a process that normally leaves a person feeling kind of bad. Like, I ain't mean to, for us to not be cool no more. It's just maybe I ain't want to do the day-to-day thing anymore. But I ain't want you to feel bad. I ain't mean to diss you. I wasn't trying to front or shit on you. Heck no. No, no. But yeah, even with your friends, your family, your children, you got to watch the things that you say. A lot of parents don't think that they have to watch their mouth when it comes to their kids. They don't think that they have to watch what they say and how they say things to children. I'm the parent. You're the child. I'm the parent. Okay. Well, when your child grows up pretty much hating you, holler back. And shout out to anybody and everybody that has had to forgive their mom or their dad because of their reckless, ruthless, crazy-ass mouth. Never seemed to give a shit about how you felt or how things would affect you. This is bigger than stop crying or I'm going to give you something to cry about. This is more like keep crying and I'm gonna give you some more to cry about because I don't get it, because I don't understand, because I'm not trying hard enough. I'm not trying hard enough to be a better person to you. Not trying. And it shouldn't be that hard. T. Carrie Wright says, I was way too candid. You realize you said way too candid? It's supposed to be another O in the two. I was way too candid in high school. Pissed off friends by telling them that they were gay. Hurt them even though I was trying to be supportive. Woo! Telling people how they are or who they are. Yeah, that's a fast track to an argument. That is a fast track to an argument. But think about that. Think about that. Think about that. Look at that in the mirror. If somebody tried to tell you you were different than you feel that you are, or that you, or that your thoughts support, how would you feel? Of course we ain't thinking about that. All we think about is, listen, you're radiating what you're radiating. You are displaying what you're displaying. And anybody can see that you soft as powder, whack as, I mean, weak as a Calvin cooler, ugly as work shoes. All right. She also says, breaking up with my boyfriend in the 11th grade coldly because I thought it was best to rip the band-aid off so he wouldn't get things misconstrued. Yeah. Yeah, that's the worst, when you're actually trying to be nice and it's going nowhere. See, this whole concept of it's not what you say, it's how you say it can really confuse you about if somebody actually wants you to be honest. Because we tell our people, we always telling our people, we want you to be honest. I don't want nobody to lie to me. You know what I mean? I can handle the truth. Don't lie to me. Give me a chance to hear the truth, and then we'll go from there. We say that. We do. We say it. We say it. But are we living it? I don't think that we're living that. I don't think that we're living that truth. I really don't think so. I don't think that we're living that truth. You know. So whether you're telling a friend, family member, colleague, or whatever about their weight, or oh man, oh, here's an internet example that I know I'm familiar with. I've posted things like, women look better, black women look better without makeup. And I've had people come at my neck crazy. You would have thought I said, all of y'all ugly, with or without makeup. That's what you would have thought that I said by some of the responses that came back. And I'm thinking like, wow. So the God-given skin, hair and nails that you were granted is not good enough. You don't want to be told that you look better with those things being displayed as they are. You'd rather be told, oh wow, you did so much to make yourself look pretty and it worked. Your hair and nails and your makeup is popping. And guess what? It's true. Women who wear weaves, a lot of makeup, and all those other accoutrements, they've done so because they believe that they look better that way. And they want to be told that. It takes a lot of work to dial themselves up that way, and they want to be complimented on it. And I know for me, that's an unplug. That's an unplug. I don't understand that. What do you mean? Like, I don't want to see none of that stuff you got. It looks crazy. And I can't see what you really look like. And they're thinking, I guess, like, you, what you see is what you get. And when I remove it, then what you see is what you get. But they've already decided that this is what's good for them. And they're comfortable with it. And in order for you to express your pleasure or displeasure with it, well, should I say, if you express your pleasure or displeasure with it, there may be some backlash. So, yeah, telling women that they look better without weaves and wigs and makeup and all that kind of stuff does not always go well. Your intentions might be going well. You know how our conscious brothers, especially our Hotep brothers, you know, they'd be like, yo, my kings and queens, I mean, my queens out there, you know, all my African black queens, you know, you don't need all that makeup. You don't need them weaves. You know, right? The way your hair is, whether it's kinky, straight, or whatever, that's our thing. And you look beautiful with that. Sound good? Sounds good. Everybody doesn't feel like a queen. And everybody evidently is not going for that status in the eyes of whatever you say it is. It doesn't seem to apply. So how do you handle these situations? You got to think about. I don't know. Maybe y'all can help me out with this. And by the way, if y'all would like to call into the show, I invite y'all to call in. And the area code, the number is 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. Get your shine. Get your shine, baby. Get your shine, baby. 319-527-6199, baby. Press number one and never let me know that you would like to speak, and then I will call you out by the last four digits of your telephone number. You can rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing. Urban Therapy with Sun Show, being careful about the way you say it. You got to watch the way you say it. It's not what you say, it's the way you say it. So you got to watch you say it. You just be saying stuff, coming out your mouth all crazy, reckless, irresponsible. You should never call a child ugly. Sorry. You should never call a child ugly. You should never call a child stupid. You should never call a child worthless. And no, there are no other ways to put that. So, yeah, there are exceptions to this. It's not what you say. It's the way that you say it. There is no other way to tell a child that they're ugly. They should never be told that they're ugly. There is no other way to tell a child that they're stupid, because they should never be told that they're stupid. They should never be thought to be stupid either. You should never tell a child that they are worthless or that they're never going to be nothing. There is no other way to do that. There's no productive way to express those types of thoughts or feelings. Those thoughts and feelings should never exist when it comes to children. You're cheering. They really are our future. But we got to be careful. You got to be careful, because the things that are said to children stick with them since, you know, for forever. Listen, y'all, you, like I said, it once in you know, during this show, and I'll say it again. You never forget the way a person makes you feel. You never forget the way that a person makes you feel. So if they make you feel good, you'll never forget. Like, I always got the good word and the good feeling when this person comes around. That's why I like to see him coming. You sure, it may be your ego saying that, but it is what it is. And we do all have an ego. I got an ego. Oh, yo, you're stepping. You know, because Rob is in the front, Easy Rock is in the backup. Rest in peace, DJ Easy Rock. But yeah, child will never forget the things that you said to him. You as an adult will never forget the way that somebody made you feel. If they made you feel good, they made you feel giddy, they made you feel special, if they made you feel exclusive, if they made you feel like the tallest, most handsome man in the world, or the most beautiful woman in the world, you'll never forget that. Ever. Speaking of the beautifulest girl in the world, you know, there's a song by Tamar Braxton called The Beautifulest Girl in the World. You ever heard of it? I would play it, but YouTube be like, yeah, I dare you. Go ahead and play it, because you'll be playing yourself. But anyway, the song is talking about how a man that she's dealing with makes her feel like the most beautiful girl in the world. And he does that by treating her like she's really special, or like other women don't matter, or like she's the only one that he wants to have his eyes on. Or that, you know, she's just that special to him. Like the beautifulest girl in the world. And she said something in the song about the makeup and all that kind of stuff. And I think she said something about, like, he don't even care about all that stuff. If I'm made up, great. If I'm not, then it's still great. The most beautifulest girl in the world. You know, I think Tamar is kind of cute. But she's a little thin. She's a little thin. A lot of men like thin. But as simple as that song is, it makes sense. And it's something that most men have to learn. Make your woman feel like she's the most beautiful girl in the world. As much as you can. Now, you might forget. We all fall down on a job. We all fall down on a job. We don't always get it right all the time. But you keep trying. Keep trying all the time. Can you do that? Can you keep trying all the time? All the time. If you do, you'll probably find that it's worth your while. You'll probably find that it was a good idea to do so. That's what you'll probably find. You know. But you got to be careful, man. You got to be careful, man. Be careful how you say things. How you say things. Now, maybe we should talk for a few minutes about some different ways that you can put things. And maybe you can find ways to be candid, honest, or real in the way you put things. Now, what things can we say where we can flip them? Okay, earlier I talked about how if your woman is gaining weight, maybe, you know, don't tell her that she's gaining weight. Never say that. You started to pack on them pounds. Don't nobody want to hear that. It's not like they don't know that. So you have to be careful. I mean, there have been men out here who straight called their women fat. You getting fat. You getting fat. Yeah. That's an esteem killer from what I understand. So what could you say? Maybe there's something that you could say less, but do more. Like, hey, babe. Yo, I just,
you know, I've been thinking about, you know, getting a gym membership. You know what I mean? I've been wanting to work out. You down? You know what I mean? Look, I bought some weights today. You know, I bought some heavy weights for me because, you know, I like to get in. And I bought some little hand weights for you. You want to check them out? She'll know that you're saying that, you know, her health may be becoming an issue. And maybe her appearance is becoming an issue. But she'll also know
that you're willing to help. You're willing to step in. You're willing to participate. You're willing to do the work with her. And you may be acknowledging that you have struggles too with your own looks and your own weight. But we can do this together. So that might be a good way. That might be a good way for you to, address the situation of your woman gaining weight without saying, oh, you're getting fat. You better get your fat ass in the gym, or you better start walking, power walking, jogging, something. Or playing around. You keep eating. You ain't gonna be eating with me. You gonna be having dinner for one. So that's one. That's one idea. And I'm not saying that that's the only idea. Now, what would you do if your woman is still very suspectful that you are just trying to call her fat? Listen, man, you can't win them all. Do the best that you can. Keep plugging away. Do the best that you can and keep plugging away. You know, you're not going to be able to please everybody. And sometimes the people who are closest to you are the hardest to please. They're the most resistant to being pleased. You might not be pleased, but can you be thank yous? That was a little jokey joke. I can't please you, but can I thank you? It was a little jokey joke. Jokey joke. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. If you haven't subscribed to the channel before, this is the Urban Therapy with Sun Show. I'm your host, Sun752. And we are talking about being careful about the way that you say it. Being careful about the way you say it. Don't get yourself in a whole lot of emotional trouble, a whole lot of social trouble. Those of us who are on social media, we have, it's like we're taking classes now to find more creative and less restrictive ways to express ourselves. For example, you know, on social media, particularly Facebook, you're not allowed, black people aren't allowed to use the word coon. So what do some people do? They put a little raccoon emoji, or they'll spell coon different, like K-Y-U-N, coon. It's either have your account suspended or learn how to get around the system. Learn how to express what you want to say a little better. Maybe you can just use different words other than coon. You can still say sellout. You can even call them an Oreo. Whatever. You can even still call somebody an Uncle Tom or Sambo. Bottom line is, although you may be willing to express your anger, discontent, and disapproval about the way that somebody else acts, you still have to be careful about the way you say it so it doesn't come back to harm you. Now, if you want to be the type of person that says, well, yeah, I'm going to say what I want to say, and yet, guess what? I said what I wanted to say, but you wind up getting bit in the ass over what you said. So people can stop dealing with you, or they can suspend your account, or they can stop soliciting you as a customer. They can do a whole lot of things. They can do a whole lot of things that could be harmful to you and affect you, all because you decided you ain't want to play ball. I don't have to do what nobody say. And I'm not. I ain't doing nothing nobody say. I don't care what white folks say. I ain't doing nothing white folks say. No more. Remember Sergeant and Soldier story? I ain't doing nothing white folks say. No more. I ain't doing nothing white folks say. No more. I doing nothing white folks say. No more. Nothing white folks say. Nope. But anyway, there are ways on social media that we can express ourselves and still get our point across without having to offend somebody and without having to have our account suspended for 72 hours, 24, 48, 72 hours, oh, 7 days, seven days, a week, a month, indefinitely. There have been people whose account was suspended indefinitely. They just wouldn't stop. They wouldn't stop saying what they're not supposed to say. They refused to follow the rules. Like, okay. Well, you ain't putting no money in our pocket, and suspending you ain't taking no money away from us. So, into purgatory you go. Get your ass in that Facebook jail. And now all social media platforms have a jail. Instagram has a jail. Twitter has a jail. TikTok has a jail. I'm sure Snapchat has a jail. People defend what they like. People defend who they like. They defend what they like, even if it doesn't apply to them. So like an example where I was talking about the hair, and the weaves, the wigs, and the makeup and stuff like that. Even women who don't wear that kind of stuff have children who may wear it, or people that they like, love, and respect who wear it and stuff like that. So you don't have to be totally offensive. You can watch the things that you say, and you can get better and better and better at it. Some people choose not to get better than that. Let's say you want to tell somebody a secret. Have you ever had something weighing on your heart that you need to get off your chest so bad that you feel powerless than to tell somebody what's going on? That can actually be a good thing, because you may have been carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders, and you may have been feeling like there's no way out. There's nowhere for you to go, and nobody understands. They don't care for you. It's a terrible feeling. It really is. That's a terrible way to feel, that isolated and lonely. And nobody seems to care. They're not going to come through and rescue you or even try to. That's not an easy thing to deal with. It's not an easy thing to deal with. But these are situations that we find ourselves a part of. You never forget the way that a person makes you feel. Something about the way you make me feel. Tell me, baby. It ain't that hard to try to be nicer to people. It's not. It's not that hard to try to be nice. But for my people out there that are on that type of time, that they can just say whatever they want. And well, to a certain extent, there's truth in that. But when you start concentrating on individual truth instead of what's actually true in fact, well, you start seeing some things. You will absolutely start seeing some things, and those things might not be displayed in your favor. They might don't be. So one has to be careful. It's not that hard to be nice. It's not that hard to be tactful. But it is a practice. And anything you practice at, you're going to get better at and better at and better at. But anything that you fail to practice at, you're probably going to get more rusty. So it can be hard or laborious for you to try to be tactful or diplomatic. Well, just be nice. Just be nice. People always talking about you're an asshole. I don't care about those other. Yeah. Just be good to me. It's real. It's very, very real. Being careful about the way you say things. Being careful about the way you say it. When was the last time that you said something reckless? Did you think about it? People who are conscious of other people's feelings and their own are often conscious of the way that they have made other people feel. Has anybody ever apologized to you that probably didn't know that they offended you in the first place? Maybe they thought about it later and thought to themselves, oh, I really shouldn't have done that. That wasn't a very good idea. And they may have gotten away with it, but at least they had the presence of mind to try to do better. I ain't no perfect man. I'm trying to do the best that I can with what it is I have. It ain't always easy, baby. It ain't always easy. But like I said, anything that you practice at, you're going to get better at. And anything that you fail to practice at, you're probably going to be all rusty. Rusty, like an old rusty blade. Dirty knife. So what we going to do, I'm ready to do these birthday shout outs. Get on the body here. Let's do these birthday shout outs. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. December 10th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box. My girl Elizabeth Banks. Happy birthday to you, Liz. And also Rachel Bruce turning 30 years old today, and Jill Patrick turning 68 years old today, and Letitia Barnes, happy birthday to you, and Naomi Roches turning 36 years old today, and Chantalee Morris turning 30 years old today, and LaWanda Gilmore turning 30 years old today, and Yaniris Anastasi Peralta Baez. Happy birthday to you. And also Jonna Cannon, turning 38 years old today. And last but not least, she's spelling her name backwards. My girl, Latisse Mitchell. I want to say happy birthday to all y'all. And anyone else out there who shares his birthday on his glorious. December 10th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. I hope that today finds you in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All y'all go ahead and turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out. Rock on to do the damn, the rock out. Rock on to do the damn, rock out. Rock on to do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, listen, man, watching the way that you say things, watching or being careful about the way that you say things, it's a practice. It's a practice that can be very lucrative for you. It's a practice that if you put it into practice, it can yield really, really good, satisfying results. Maybe money in your pocket, maybe friendships, maybe love in your life, maybe ease in your daily living. Give it a shot to see how it goes. What do you have to lose? Yes, yes, yes. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all. I love y'all right back to life. We will be back Monday, not tomorrow, because we got a game tomorrow. We got a game tomorrow, man. No, I already know. It's at 1 o'clock. Is it at 1 o'clock? Yeah. Wait, but hold on, because this is the Eagles versus the Giants. Let me make sure they didn't push this thing up to 4 o'clock. Nope, it's a 1 o'clock game, and it seems as though they have kept it 1 o'clock. So we're going to go and beat up on the Giants tomorrow. We're going to beat them up bad, too. A shout-out to my man Saquon Barkley. So we won't have a show tomorrow, but we will be back Monday night. Until then, y'all be all right. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We will see you on Monday. Until then, be very careful and be good and be easy and be with me. All right. So, Blog Talk, we're going to get you out of here. Yeah. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Yes, we will.